This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And I'll tell you what, very excited for the content, the coverage that we're going to have for you this week. And then always excited to hear what content you might have for us this week as well with the phone calls and the messages that we get from you as well. But one of the things I'm very excited about, later today I'll be taking off for Washington, D.C. We'll be doing a live show, broadcasting live from Capitol Hill Wednesday morning. I may call in some reports or send back some interview clips maybe for Tuesday's show, all depending though on what shakes out. John Jackson will be manning the studio for us covering the show, so that'll be a great time for you guys with the Joker in the house for an extended edition on Tuesday as I roam around Capitol Hill or whatever else we might have in store for us. But excited for our Capitol Hill coverage from Washington, D.C., even though President Trump is going to be out of town. He's on his big Asia tour right now, as you're hearing in the Fox News updates. He just signed a couple of big trade deals in Malaysia, and then I think already this morning he's meeting with the Emperor of Japan, and then so many other things. I think by tomorrow he'll be meeting with the President of China, Xi Jinping. And so excited for our coverage. We're going to be taking part in the Montana Coffee on Wednesday morning. Sometimes we'll have Senator Steve Daines join us here live in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. And then usually it's on a Wednesday. And then right after he joins us, he heads right into Montana Coffee. So we've been, a few times when we've had him on the show, we're like, man, we should do the show from Montana Coffee. And if you guys know a thing or two about me and about this show, if we say we're going to do something, you can pretty much bet that we're going to do something. You know, there's some people out there, they promise everything. Oh, this is my top priority. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then they never do it. But they sure make you feel good telling you how they're going to do something. You know, if we're going to say we're going to do something, yeah, you're most likely going to see it happen. If we can make it happen, of course. But that's why we try not to make too big of promises. But now this is going to be fun on Wednesday. But what I'm also very excited about is on Thursday, I think David Noble is back in the house with us on the show. You know, he called in a time or two from Argentina, but Argentina's been big in the news, and I think Argentina's been big in the news for a lot of reasons, and not just because of U.S.-Argentinian politics. I think of because of what is going on elsewhere, all across South America and Central America, in this battle of left versus right. I got a great email from Matt in Butte that I want to share with you here. We'll get to after the break. I've got it right in front of me here so I don't forget it. I thought here on this, David Noble, he's been down in Argentina for at least a couple of weeks, and he may already be back. He'll be back with us on Thursday, I think. And so I'm very interested in hearing his take on this this deal that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent worked out regarding the Argentinian currency and so much more. But Matt in Butte, his email kind of sets it off, and then David Noble, and he's back in the house with us. He will be fresh back from Argentina to give us some very interesting insight on this topic. All right, the email from Matt in Butte right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions across the area today, seeing some snow shower activity early in the Bozeman area, with some scattered rain showers further east towards Billings. High temperature readings will range from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to 50 in Billings. For tonight, lingering clouds as temperatures head down to about 20 in Bozeman to the upper 20s around 30 in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
President Trump held a roundtable discussion Thursday to give an update on the fight against Western Hemisphere-based drug cartels.
In a matter of weeks, the task force has made the largest number of arrests of cartel leaders, operatives, and gang members in American history, more than 3,000 and counting.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the aim is
to destroy these terrorists that have been killing Americans for years and getting rich off of it.
While Attorney General Pam Bondi said the efforts are paying off.
91 tons of drugs have been seized as a result of this task force.
She says that would fill four 18-wheelers. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military will not relent.
We will treat you like we have treated Al-Qaeda. We will find you, we will map your networks, we will hunt you down, and we will kill you.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
This week, Montana Talks is hitting the road, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're bringing Montana straight to the nation's capital with exclusive interviews from high-ranking officials, your Montana delegation, and the policymakers shaping our future. It's your front row seat to what's really happening in D.C., all from a Montana perspective. Brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, advancing freedom and opportunity in the Treasure State. Don't miss Montana Talks this week, live from Washington.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, we got so much content ready to roll for you here this morning, from the national news stuff, the commie Mamdani in New York City claiming that Muslims in New York were the victims of 9/11, not the actual victims of 9/11. Give me a break. Plus, speaking of the commie Mamdani, apparently they had a big rally for him in New York City with all the Democrats, socialists. And AOC was screaming into the microphone. And she must have spent time with Hillary Clinton while she was there, because she picked up a couple of new accents along the way. So yeah, we can get into all that, but I wanted to get into some of the mail here, some of the messages we've been getting from you guys. Friday morning, man, we had so much going on the show Friday, and I had so many great messages coming in. There was just no way to get to it all. So many callers coming in and everything. But let me start with this message that just came in last night. This came from Matt in Butte, fellow veteran. Always good to hear from Matt in Butte. He says this: I think Trump's Argentina beef thing was more to boost the Milei libertarian politician down there to avoid that country going Venezuela, Canada, etc., socialist. I think now that election is over and this liberty-minded Argentina guy's party appears to have done well, it will quietly fade. Now to end the shutdown. So anyway, yeah, no, I thought Matt's email was very smart, very, very on point here. And that's why I'm very, I know I should be putting first things first here. We got our DC show first up, but no, I think I really can't wait to hear what David Noble has to say about this. Maybe he's listening right now and wants to call in and join in already with an early preview. But yeah, basically, Milei, they call him the Donald Trump of Argentina. He just won his election down in Argentina. He's still trying to clean up all the mess down there, just like Trump is still working to clean up all the mess up here from the Biden tester regime. And so, yeah, I think this currency deal that Treasury Secretary Bessent helped to broker, I think President Trump's overtures about Argentina beef, I agree with Matt. I think this was really about playing into the elections down in Argentina. Milei now came out with a win. But where did I see this? I don't know if it was at the Daily Wire or somewhere else. But basically, this was so important that Milei wins the election down in Argentina, because this battle of left versus right, it is something that is it is a battle that is taking place across the Western world, not only in Europe, not only in New York City, not only here in the United States of America, not only in Argentina, but really across Latin America. And that's what Donald Trump is really trying to do here is, look, we have seen our backyard just become a hotbed of radical socialism. And remember when Twitter, the old Twitter before Elon Musk took it over, remember what we found when Elon Musk took over Twitter, now known as X? They exposed, because now they had all the internal documents, they exposed how not only was Twitter interfering in the American elections to take down Donald J. Trump, they were interfering in the elections in Brazil to take down Bolsonaro, who was considered like the Trump of Brazil. And they were successful. And then who did they get in power in Brazil? They got this radical leftist. Now, you might say, well, what does that matter for America? Well, remember when they allowed the ships from the Iranian terrorist regime to port in Brazil? That wasn't happening when a Trump, pro-America president was in charge of Brazil. But see, that's what the leftists in America did. They not only worked to undermine America in America, they worked to undermine America overseas. And then to put regimes in place that are pro-communist China and that are pro-Iranian terrorist regimes. And that's exactly what played out. So anyway, I think once again here, you've got President Trump playing 4D chess. And it's all about... it's all about getting a better posture for the whole United States of America. So I think Matt, man, what a great email that we got from him last night. Let's see other random emails, messages. We're getting so many good ones that are coming in here. Let's see, where should I start? Let's see, the Disneys in Libby sent me a bunch of great messages. Matt in Butte was talking about the government shutdown. Let's see, where did I see one about that? Oh, yeah, it was Sally in Sunburst had a great message. They came in, I think, on Friday about the government shutdown because we had one of our liberal callers called in and said, well, see, they needed to – this liberal caller, I think it was Jim in Kalispell, was basically saying, well, see, the Democrats needed to shut down the government because the Democrats needed to shut down the government so they could negotiate. And that's where Sally made a good point. She said, so let me get this straight. When the government is open, our national representatives cannot compromise on key issues. So they shut the government down so they can compromise on key issues. Lord help us. That's what Sally and Sunburst had to say. Yeah, it's so absurd. It's so absurd. The Schumer shutdown here. And by the way, I saw Tom Tao, a former Democrat legislator, very influential Montana Democrat. At least he used to be. I don't know if he is much anymore in the AOC Bernie Sanders party. But he is echoing the same talking points about, well, they just need to sit down and compromise. No, we shouldn't be negotiating with terrorists who are basically holding the government hostage right now. That's what Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are basically doing.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Government shutdowns can be pretty boring until a shutdown impacts you. There's a missed paycheck, flight delays. You can't visit the Smithsonian. You get the idea. But until you reach that tipping point, most Americans are ho-hum about government shutdowns. They don't pay much mind to them. However, Democrats engineered a scheme in advance of this fall's government shutdown. They would transmogrify the shutdown into something which Americans care about, health care. Democrats knew for months that many people who received their health care coverage via Obamacare exchanges would absorb a market price spike with their premiums early next year. So say what you will about the tactics, but it was a shrewd strategy by Democrats to seize on an issue important to their base. But Republicans believe the need to boost Obamacare reveals flaws in the law. Some Republicans reject extending Obamacare subsidies, and some want to renew them. Obamacare and the shutdown are now inextricably linked. And if dealing with that wasn't complicated enough, the infusion of Obamacare into the debate makes the legislative morass seemingly intractable. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Now I'm going to have that song Ballroom Blitz stuck in my head for the entire weekend. Time to watch some Wayne's World. Time to break out Guitar Hero. Enjoy your weekend. Plus, man, it's hunting season. Holy cow, we got a lot to do. A lot to talk about as well. Coming up on Monday's Montana Talks, we're taking your phone calls. You can be heard all across Montana. And then later in the week, I'll be broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Auto Brokers of Montana has your fall travel covered with a passenger van or large SUV. Perfect for sports fans or team travel, family trips, and company excursions. Also, great buys on quality pre-owned and well-maintained late model rental vehicles. Hondas, Fords, Chevys, passenger, and cargo vans. Check out Auto Brokers of Montana's inventory at usedcarsbillings.com. Auto Brokers of Montana, 3200 First Avenue North in Billings. Call today, 406-245-9055.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, a few days ago, I was out helping my brother ship his calves and had the opportunity to visit with longtime country cattle buyer Mark Billmeyer out of that northern Montana country. Now, Mark's been buying cattle since the early 1970s, and we talked about this year's incredible cattle market. And if, in his wildest dreams, he ever thought he would see cattle prices like we've seen here in 2025.
No, never. I started contracting in May and June, and I thought, boy, what a price. And I mean, it just kept going up and up and up. And I feel bad for some of the early sales. They missed some of this, the better prices, but everybody's still taking $2,000 plus home on a calf. And these light calves, just extremely wild today. I mean, I see some 380-pounders bringing into the $7 a pound bracket. And it's kind of weird. You got a bushel of winter wheat, you can get $4 a bushel for 60 pounds of wheat, and where you're getting $7 a pound for a calf. Something's a little wacky, but I'm really enjoying the market. It's a fun time for the rancher.
And he says it's long overdue for cow-calf producers across America to finally have some profitability in the cattle business.
It absolutely is, because what they are raising is a perishable product. And you can't put it on a shelf, or you can't put it in a grain bin. You've got to do something with it, and it's going to cost you money every day that you own it. So, no, I really feel happy for some of these producers. They're finally getting some of their fair share, and especially on these kill cows. These kill cows have been just tremendous. So, for agriculture, usually is on the bottom of the bus, and someday we probably will be again, but let's enjoy it right now.
Absolutely. Again, that was Mark Billmeyer, a cattle buyer, as well as a farmer and rancher himself out of Montana. Stay with us for more Ag News right after this.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
For over 50 years, Green Mountain Angus Ranch and Rooney Angus have been committed to providing superior seed stock for the commercial rancher. Monday, November 10th, 220 bulls, including lots of heifer bulls and over 200 bred commercial heifers sell at Hayes in Billings, Montana. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also broadcast on Frontier Livestock. It's an incredible time to be in the cow business, and Green Mountain Angus Ranch and Rooney Angus genetics are the real deal. Volume discounts, free delivery, plus that GMAR guarantee. For more information, visit greenmountainangus.com. Well, soybean farmers were among those on Sunday praising a trade framework announced by U.S. and Chinese leaders that could end China's freeze on buying U.S. agricultural products. The U.S. and China framework was laid out yesterday while Trump administration officials were holding talks in Malaysia. Now, the news injects some optimism into commodity markets that have been suppressed in part because of the lack of sales to China. In other news, yesterday, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer also announced trade agreements with Malaysia and Cambodia, as well as new framework deals with Thailand and Vietnam. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Tackling the issues that shape our state, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
More trade deals announced by President Trump. More trade deals signed by President Trump. Don't let the Never Trumpers hear that one. Don't let them hear more positive news about trade. Yeah, President Trump hit the ground dancing in Asia. Literally, I shared this one on X. You got to go check it out. This is hilarious. This is from Fox News Radio. I mean, it's not just hilarious. It's just really, really nice to see. A viral clip shows President Trump breaking into his signature Trump dance as he kicks off a high-stakes tour. I think this was in Malaysia. He had already just signed a flurry of trade compacts with Cambodia, Thailand, and Malaysia. But I think it was when he hit the ground in Malaysia that he started doing the Trump dance. Let me scroll down on my X feed here, x.com/Aaron Flint. Let's see if you want to find the video yourself as well. Let me see here. Yeah, here we go. Alex Brusewitz. You guys remember Alex Brusewitz? He was here in Montana a couple of times last year. He came with Donald J. Trump. He's very close to the Trump family and on the Trump campaign. But he said this, the video that Margot Martin captured of President Trump dancing in Malaysia surpassed 1 million likes on the Team Trump Instagram page and has a whopping 21.5 million views. It also has 17.7 million views on Facebook and 9.3 million on TikTok. He then says this, Trump is the leader of the world and the king of social media. It's a great clip, though, because you see all these, like, ceremonial dancers. It's like probably 100 of them or something, and they're all kind of dancing and swaying. And then Trump gets out there, and he starts doing the Trump dance, and he's swaying as well. Okay, let's get into the news, or should we get into the emails and the messages that we've been getting from you guys? So many different directions we could go here this morning. Or you can call in, tell us what you want to talk about. 406-294-0970. Or, of course, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let me see here. We were speaking of Argentina, before the Farm and Ranch report, we were talking about Argentina, and Matt in Butte made a great point about how he believes that a lot of what President Trump was talking about with regard to Argentina was tied into the election. And now that Javier Milei won the election, he thinks a lot of that will settle down. Let's see, when it comes to Argentina, David Noble shared a post on X from Geiger Capital. Trump and Bessent's $40 billion bet wasn't just a bet on Javier Milei in Argentina. The Javier Milei trend has been gaining steam across Latin America. And David Noble, when it comes to this currency move by Bessent with Argentina, he said this exactly. This is more than just Argentina. This is worldwide importance for a global freedom movement. Crazy that some oppose this. And he's talking specifically about Oh, did we lose our caller there? I thought we were going to have a caller coming in right there, but looks like I'm not seeing anybody on my screen here, Caden, unless we hit the wrong button. But, yeah, call in if you want to be heard on the show, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open for you. I got a couple of messages here that came in overnight and over the weekend from our friend Tim in Savage. Apparently he must be down in Austin, Texas, or must have been down in Austin, Texas this weekend. He says, FYI, gas is $2.48 in Austin, Texas. What was it, before that or after that? He said, TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, is getting out of control. Oh, that was in reference to another message here. Okay. Swalwell demands that the 2028 Democrat candidates vow to destroy Trump's White House ballroom project. That's where he was saying how TDS is getting out of control. Yeah, Eric Swalwell, remember the California Democrat congressman who was sleeping with the Chinese spy Fang Fang? He is saying that after President Trump, you know, President Trump donated his own money, and then other people donated their own money to build this beautiful new ballroom where the East Wing is located at the White House. And the Democrats are so triggered by this that Eric Swalwell is demanding that the 2028 Democrat presidential candidates vow to destroy the ballroom if they're elected president. So they would literally take... Despite all of the things that have been built by various presidents on the White House grounds, they want to destroy whatever Trump builds. They don't care how beautiful it is. They don't care how great it is. They want to destroy whatever Trump builds on the White House grounds. Isn't that so symbolic of the Never Trumpers? And the reason I say the Never Trumpers and not just the Democrats is because there's never-Trumper Republicans who simply oppose things just because, I don't know if they're actually really Republicans or ever really were, but they will simply oppose things just because Trump supports it or because Trump built it. And that's what Swalwell's doing here, which is so symbolic, is he is demanding that they don't care what this thing is. They don't care how beautiful this thing is. They don't care how great this thing is for the White House. They haven't even seen the final build-out of this construction project yet. But he is demanding that any presidential candidate tears down whatever is built, which is pretty much what they would do. They want to, if they regain power, they want to tear down anything that is built for this country. Anything that is done for this country, they want to tear it down just because they don't like Trump. Which is exactly why these midterm elections next year are so important, because the Democrats are going to put forward all these fake, phony moderates pretending to just be, oh, normal, everyday folks. And you know that they will be right there with Swalwell, tearing down whatever Trump builds.
Spirits, beer, and wine at Montana's best liquor stores. We're talking amazing October deals, like 750 milliliter bottles of our Angel's Envy, Montana's best single barrel exclusive, for $117, or the Balvenie Double Wood 12 for just $76.20. Visit a Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, or Montana Lil's liquor store in Billings and Hardin today. Find us at montanasbestliquorstores.com.
This week, Montana Talks is hitting the road, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're bringing Montana straight to the nation's capital with exclusive interviews from high-ranking officials, your Montana delegation, and the policymakers shaping our future. It's your front row seat to what's really happening in D.C., all from a Montana perspective, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, advancing freedom and opportunity in the Treasure State. Don't miss Montana Talks this week, live from Washington.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real, and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that
other person that cares and loves me out there. It feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me do a lightning round of some messages that came in over the weekend and Friday. I just didn't get a chance to get to all of them because we had so many great calls coming in, so many messages coming in. Let's see. Since we were just talking about President Trump's beautiful new ballroom that he donated money towards, this was another one that came from Tim in Savage. He said this, the subject line, lame stream media. And then he says this, check out this headline on KBZK Bozeman. President Trump said the 90,000-square-foot ballroom will now cost $300 million to construct, having previously said $200 million, but claimed it would be at no cost to taxpayers. So they're hinting that he lied because it's coming in at $300 instead of $200, and it says claimed, which implies deceit. They can't say anything about the president without framing it to fit their narrative. Yeah. He claimed it would be at no cost to taxpayers. That's because it will be at no cost to taxpayers. Tim, thanks for that one here. Some other random messages that came in here. Let's see. We've got Morgan in Helena raised a really good question on Friday. With the crackdown on the drug cartels, it would be interesting to find out if the reservations have seen any effects. Very good question. Very good question. Have the reservations here in Montana seen any positive effects from the crackdown on the drug cartels and on illegal aliens in the country? Very good question. Very good question. Thank you, Morgan, for that message. Kendall in Billings, on Friday in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we had Yellowstone County Commissioner Mark Morse on the program, and we were talking about how, you know, Billings has become the dumping grounds for the state's offenders, you know, over decades, frankly. But, you know, Commissioner Morse was pushing back against putting this new state mental prison in Billings. Kendall in, I think, maybe Kendall in Laurel, maybe, or Kendall and Billings said this, nobody will talk about sober living houses scattered throughout nice Billings neighborhoods. My daughter now has two new neighbors, one a violent offender and another a sexual offender. She has gone to city council meetings and the mayoral candidates' town halls. No one will discuss. Kendall then says this, these sober living houses are a scheme and they put residents and kids at risk, not to mention the traffic. Billings is a mess. That's from Kendall. Thanks for that message. Okay, and then one more here. We've got several others to get to here, but I want to get into the phone lines as well. Another one came regarding the government shutdown. This one came from Russ in Billings. Geez, with all the regular distractions like the shutdown, AOC, Crockett, Jeffries et al. Now we have the Magic City witch dancers to contend with. Never a dull moment. Okay, I missed something in the news. What are the Magic City witch dancers? Russ, I obviously missed something in the news. All right, let's go to Nancy and Roundup. Nancy, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, a lot. I just want to say good morning to everyone. I have been concerned about the Muslim presence in our country since the 1970s. And I just wrote an article for a local newspaper called The Muslim in America, But this man, Dammy, he reminds me, my generation remembers a very young Fidel Castro. He reminds me so much of Castro when he was selling himself, when he took over the island nation of Cuba that was very prosperous at that time. And within 2 years, Castro destroyed the island nation of Cuba. The people were impoverished. And he murdered so many of his own people who were fighting against him. And Mandami is the same. And I was listening to his brother, the soundbite yesterday, ranting and raving, you know, about our democracy. And, you know, they're attacking our grocery stores and everything else. And we have the greatest food chain in the world, right here in the United States. I mean, these people don't know what they're doing or their direction that they're going into. But I am very concerned, and I know that 77% of the population in New York City is Democrat, and he's getting the vote of recent immigrants. That's what's getting this man, Dammy, the votes to get into office. And there's a lot of New Yorkers that are extremely concerned. And I've been watching, you know, Dearborn, Michigan a lot, too. There is a mosque in Dearborn, and they have a call to prayer 5 times a day. And 58% of the population of about 107,000 that live in that city in Michigan are Muslim. And some of the pastors and some of the other residents went to the mayor, who is also a Muslim, and tried to work with him to get these calls to prayer stopped, because it was annoying everybody. And this is what he said. He used a pronoun there. He said, "You don't belong in their community." So these people are not assimilating. I have always thought that they were a threat to us. I don't know exactly what's going to happen here. And I know I found out that the Pope, he's opened up the ancient library there in the Vatican to Muslim scholars. He's even got a prayer rug in there. Now, I don't know if he's offering an olive branch to these Muslim scholars or just what the heck he's doing, if he's trying to diversify the Catholic faith.
So many different directions to go. Yes, so many different directions. Great analogy with a young Fidel Castro. Comparing him to Mamdani, all I can think of is historical photos of the young Castro. But it, you know, since I wasn't, I wasn't around then. But no, it totally makes sense, Nancy. Very good point there. So many different directions we can go with this. One, exactly what Nancy said there. The foreign-born population in New York City is handing the commie Mamdani this victory. There's polling that shows that native-born New Yorkers are not backing Mamdani, but is the foreign-born population that is backing Mamdani. And then Laura Loomer shared this over the weekend as well, this audio clip where she says the commie Mamdani is basically admitting that his goal for New York City is a Muslim takeover of New York.
It's just hard to believe y'all, Jamie, now, simply because we know what y'all watch.
Wait a minute, that is not the right clip here. Okay.
It's just hard.
All right, yeah, that's not the right clip here. That one just must have gotten mislabeled here. That is obviously Charlemagne. Let me see if this one is.
It's just hard.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's the same clip twice. All right, we'll track that. We'll track that. The Laura Loomer one down, because that one is not the right file. But in the meantime, if you go to x.com/AaronFlint, you can find it as well, where Laura Loomer says this is Mamdani pledging, and he's in a room full of Muslims where he's pledging that he wants to see a Muslim takeover of New York City. But let me go to another soundbite here. This is Katie Pavlich, townhall.com. She was on Mark Levin. On Mark Levin's show on Fox News over the weekend, talking about this whole story where, well, let me just run it for you.
There was a piece in the New York Post, Zohran Mamdani, most popular with foreign-born New Yorkers, but Cuomo favorite with homegrown voters. Isn't this what the Democrat Party is all about, changing the citizenry, among other things, and they use, exploit, and abuse immigrants and illegal immigrants to get what they want. And so now you've got this guy who I argue is a Marxist Islamist. He's a Jew hater. He's American hater. He's got all the connections to all the really wrong people, vile people. And he's got a huge support base, 62% of foreign-born vote, according to the New York Post. What do you make of that?
Well, first, Mark, thank you, as always, for having me on your program. It's great to see you. Well, there's two things here. There's, of course, the illegal immigration aspect of this, which we saw in full play under the Biden administration, pushing 20 million plus illegal aliens into the country in hopes they would be able to stay forever and that some time down the road, Congress would get together with some kind of amnesty package to turn them into citizens and eventually voters for the Democrat Party. When it comes to what's happening in New York with the foreign-born support for Zohran Mamdani, you'll have to keep in mind that, look, we have illegal immigration in this country, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good immigration. We accept applicants from all over the world, which typically has been a good thing for America. But when we accept people from places that hate our values, who are coming here to work against the country, Mahmoud Khalil is a good example of this, a Syrian national who came to America, tried to get his citizenship, and then has now been deported after riling up pro-Hamas rallies at Columbia University and starting riots, including allegedly holding hostage janitors at that university during those campus riots. And so just because someone's coming here as a legal immigrant doesn't necessarily mean that they are willing to accept our way of life.
All right, great points there made by Katie Pavlich. This is the Democrats' goal. You don't like the voters? Import different ones.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's not even about Republican or Democrat. It's about basic, simple, common sense. You know, another one with the transgender issue and, you know, the right of men to play women's sports and be in women's locker rooms. I mean, this kind of madness. And the same thing I'm telling you in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I am telling you, Abigail Spanberger is bad news. Now, what's fascinating in both races is the DNC is panicked. They're throwing hundreds of millions of last-minute dollars into both races. That means their internal polling shows exactly what Matt Towery and Robert Cahaly had picked up. And that is, their poll has New Jersey a one-point race.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword, save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman.
With cloudy conditions across the area today, seeing some snow shower activity early in the Bozeman area with some scattered rain showers further east towards Billings. High temperature readings will range from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to 50 in Billings. For tonight, lingering clouds as temperatures head down to about 20 in Bozeman to the upper 20s, around 30 in the Billings area.
That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Now, this is pretty funny. Our producer, Caden, after the show wrapped up, he said, hey, what should I use for a podcast title for the 6 o'clock hour of the show? I was working on some other things that hour. I said, bring on the bots and the Democrat plant callers. Yeah, we had some fun in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Then again, we always do. Hey, if you're not up and rolling at 6 o'clock in the morning, download the Montana Talks app. That's when we have some of our most fun. And you can get the podcast later in the day. Don't worry about it.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over. or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
This week, Montana Talks is hitting the road, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're bringing Montana straight to the nation's capital with exclusive interviews from high-ranking officials, your Montana delegation, and the policymakers shaping our future. It's your front-row seat to what's really happening in D.C., all from a Montana perspective. Brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, advancing freedom and opportunity in the Treasure State. Don't miss Montana Talks this week, live from Washington.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Sorry, I was trying to queue up an audio clip here for you. All right, thanks to our producer, Caden. Yeah, we've got the Laura Loomer soundbite that she shared on X here. This is where, well, let me see. Okay, I've got another one ready to roll for you here. Let's see. Let me go to the. Actually, here we go. First, let's go to this is Steve Guest sharing this on X. Since I got this one ready to roll here, let's just start with this one. Let's see here. I'll play the clip for you, and then I'll tell you who the soundbite is from here in just a second. But this one comes via Steve Guest on X.
You go to New York, and what you see here is this is a massive gift. I've said for years when you're like, we got to beat like AOC's. I'm like, no. Give money to her campaign. She's the poster child for insanity of the Democratic Party. So please don't get her out of office. Mondani, for me, is that guy. I think he's going to ruin America's greatest city in New York. But at the same time, he's going to be the gift because he is absolutely the face of the Democratic Party. And this is what happens when you don't police your party. You have Marxists and socialists and communists that have come into the Democratic movement. They're no longer the fringe. They've taken over. And Mondani is proof of that. So you guys have made this bed. Enjoy it. And if you look at New Jersey right now, and the governor's right there, it's tight. Republicans don't even have to win there for this to be a massive momentum win for conservatives. And when you say we've got bad candidates, y'all said that about Donald Trump, and look what he's doing right now.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so I was trying to find the tweet, the post on X with that soundbite there. I know it was from Fox News over the weekend, but I apologize. I can't tell you who that was speaking there that was torching the Kami Mamdani and New York City. But let's see. Let's go to the Laura Loomer soundbite. I know I just had this one right in front of us here. Where did I freaking put it? Okay, here we go. Mamdani admits that his goal for New York City is a Muslim takeover of New York. This is what Laura Loomer shared. This was a primary campaign footage from Mamdani.
How good Allah, there are a million Muslims in this city. 200,000 of us are registered to vote as Democrats. In the last election, only 7% of us voted. Now, I will not blame anyone because often it feels like there isn't much to vote for. But this June 24th, with early voting starting tomorrow, it is an opportunity. An opportunity for us to show that Muslims don't just belong in New York City, we also belong in City Hall. Because yesterday I stood on the debate, and Andrew Cuomo stood next to me. And here was a man who was the governor for a decade, and he could not name a single mosque he had ever visited. He could not name it because he does not care.
Now, this was the one that really got folks fired up here, where Zoran Mamdani was claiming that the real victim of 9/11 was his auntie.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Now, apparently, Mamdani, that's Mamdani claiming that his aunt was the real victim of 9/11. He never mentioned the actual victims of the 9/11 terror attacks, but he claims that his aunt was the victim. Apparently, Ted Cruz, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, just shared this on X about 11 hours ago. Apparently, it's been revealed that the aunt that Zoran Mamdani shed his fake tears over? This comes from Right Angle on X, where he claimed that she stopped riding the subway after 9/11 because she didn't feel safe wearing her hijab. She neither wore a hijab nor lived in New York City at the time. She was living in Tanzania. So she wasn't even in New York and didn't even wear a hijab. But yet here's Mamdani claiming that she was the real victim of the 9/11 terror. And this is who the Democrats are rallying around in America's largest city right now.
From the Mattress Firm studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.